You're listening to highlights from the Creative Process interview with Oscar-winning filmmaker and activist Sharmeen Obaid-Shenoy. This podcast is supported by the Jan Michalski Foundation.
As a filmmaker, I've always made films about extraordinary women whose lives are faced with extenuating circumstances, who've had adversity thrown at them, and who've risen to the occasion. And when I began to look at Diane's story, for me, Diane is a fashion designer, but she's so much more. And like her central ethos, which is woman before fashion, we felt it was very important to take that central ethos and weave that into the spine of our film and make this film about the woman. From the first time we sat down with Diane, she's such a natural storyteller that she began at her birth, which was a triumph because her mother had come out of Auschwitz only 18 months before she was born. And as we began to tell Diane's story, we realized that her story was so intrinsically linked with the history and politics and culture of the world, whether it was Europe in the 1950s and 60s or America in the 70s and 80s. And so we felt that while we were telling Diane's story, we also wanted to tell the bigger story of what was happening in the world at that time. And so you see that when you watch the film, there are many layers to the film, whether it's graphics or music or archival footage that we have used or photographs that we've used together, they weave a story of what it was like to live at that time. And that is a very conscious decision that Trish Dalton, my co-director, and I made when we were designing the film. But towards the end of our filming, Diane took us on a walk. And as we walked through the woods, we ended up at a flat ground that had a stone wall around it. And Diane looked at me and said, "This is my resting place." And we knew that in telling Diane's story, we had a beginning, middle, and end. And that had been clearly defined by Diane herself. And that was the natural arc of the film that we chose to tell. Once Diane was ready to tell her story, we spent a lot of time talking with the camera off and spending time with her, traveling with her, having meals with her, and really peeling the onion to get to the heart of Diane. At the heart of our film, it is also a film about, you know, four generations of women. It's about Diane's mother, it's about Diane, it's about Diane's daughter and her granddaughter. And we wanted all those voices in the film. Her family was incredible in that they allowed us into the inner sanctum of their lives. Trish and I were really spoiled for choice because Diane has, unlike so many other people, documented every single minute of her life. In the basement of her house, there is a long room that has all her diaries, photographs, videos, mementos, letters from her children, scrapbooks. And so when we began telling the story, we really went deep into her personal archives. And that is why the film is so rich. That is why you see Diane when she's 2, 3, 4 years old, you hear from her mother. That is why as Diane goes on a journey from Europe to America, you go through her scrapbooks and you see her own personal journey and her children's journey. And I think in making this film, every single person who we called, who we wanted, whose voice we wanted to include, wanted to contribute. They wanted to say something about Diane because Diane had left such a mark on their lives. It was just our producer's job, Tracy and Fabiola, was to juggle those schedules. Like, how do you juggle the schedule of, you know, Secretary Hillary Clinton with Oprah Winfrey? And how do you make sure that Anderson Cooper and Marc Jacobs, in the filming time that we had, that we could put all of these people together? But Diane's friendships run deep with people, and people made sure to make time. You know, she was a single mother. And I think that young single mothers watching this film will feel for Diane, especially single mothers who are trying to be entrepreneurs and creating businesses and trying to find their way into the world. To be able to raise a family and do that as an immigrant in a new country is challenging. And Diane shows you just how challenging it is in making choices about living her life, in being with her children or expanding her business. There were sacrifices that were made. And I think that those sacrifices are boldly put on the screen for viewers to watch. when I was young, I think empathy and the fact that I wanted to create characters that tell the stories of people who had been on heroes' journeys and who had been faced with extraordinary circumstances, that is something that has always driven me. So the spine of the body of my work has been about the heroes' journeys. And, you know, sometimes when you are telling stories and holding up a mirror, there are reverberations that take place. And I think that for me, am I creating or am I bringing to screen the stories of people who will inspire others, move others, think about sort of other people in a different light. If I feel like I've been able to do that, then I think the price to pay to tell those stories is worth it. I realized very young and very early on in my career that film and cinema does more than just inform and inspire and entertain. It can move people into action, whether it's a personal action or whether it's a collective action. And the first time I realized that was in 2006 when I did a film in the Philippines, which was about women who did not have access to contraceptives and were being forced into a life of constant pregnancies. And the organization that I was profiling as part of that film used the film to lobby the local government to rethink its decisions. And suddenly my film went from just being a film to becoming something bigger than that. And that's when I realized that there could be certain films that I create that could impact the lives of other people. And when the time came for A Girl in the River, I created a film in 2015 that was about a young girl who had been shot by her father and her uncle because she had decided to get married on her own free will. And they left her to die in a gunny sack in the river, and she survived. And Sabah's story was deeply inspiring because she wanted to send her father and her uncle to jail. And in the end, she forgave them using a lacuna in the law that allowed for forgiveness. And when it was nominated for an Academy Award, we wrote a letter to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, and we used the film to educate and inform the government about the impact of the lacuna in the law and how it was being misused. And the film played a role in closing that and changing the law, which ensured that men who killed women in the name of honor would go to prison. As a filmmaker, when I go into a project, I go in with a very open mind because I'm there to learn. And I'm there to understand the protagonist and their struggles. But as we're filming, we begin to piece together what the story is. You know, what is the start of the story? What moves them? What are the pivotal moments in their life? And I think that we begin to put the building blocks of that. And then when we get towards the end of the filming, that's when we really realize what the arc of the story is. And oftentimes it's not the arc that we originally envisioned it was going to be. As a filmmaker, I like to be surprised. I like to think that what I came into the film with, it has changed, because that's the real sort of aha moment when you're a filmmaker. I think it's very early for us to see how AI is going to impact us all, especially documentary filmmakers. And so I embrace technology and I encourage everyone as filmmakers to do so. We're looking at how AI is facilitating filmmakers to tell stories, create more visual worlds. And I think that right now we're in the play phase of AI, where there's a lot of new tools and you're playing in a sandbox with them to see how these tools will develop. I don't think that AI has developed to the extent that it is in some way dramatically changing the film industry as the minute that we speak. In the next 2 years, it will. And we have yet to see how it will. There are so many filmmakers who are working on creating films that may have multiple endings, that the algorithms may change as you're watching those films. You know, two people who go at separate timings into the cinema may not end up watching the same ending of a film. AI could change the way we tell stories in so many ways. But as someone who creates films, I always experiment and then I see what it is that I'd like to take from that technology as I move forward. My production company, SOC Films, that works out of Pakistan, has created more than 15 films, short films about climate change on the region, and created a book for children to talk about climate change heroes. Pakistan is one of the top 10 countries in the world most affected by climate change. And so at the heart of everything that I do, climate change matters greatly to me because I have a personal connection to it. I love to hike and I seek out mountains and quiet places where one can be in solitude with nature. And I think that in the desire to expand and consume, we have really shaken the core of that connection that we have with Mother Earth. And I think that it's incumbent upon us to make sure that our children's generation and their children's generation have that same connection where they can be in parts of the world or where Mother Nature has been left to be in the state that it's meant to be in. I think the overconsumption of the world that we live in and the overconsumption that has been pushed onto us, we need to change the way we interact with that consumption because that directly impacts the way we connect with Mother Earth. And so in my own life, I've seen that my children and I have many conversations about whether we need something or we want something and our need and our want and how that impacts the world that we live in.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to these highlights. To listen to the latest episodes or learn more about participating in exhibitions or interviews, click on subscribe. Thank you for listening.